It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get you caught up on the weekend in the National Football League. You know they do the coaches photo?
Uh-huh.
You saw it?
Yes.
One guy missing. Travel issues?
Yeah, same as weather.
From where?
I don't know.
That but sucks.
The funniest thing about the whole
– We'll get into it.
The funniest thing right now going on is that – because obviously it's the first time you get to talk to coaches and everything. And – watching the media congregate around Mike Tomlin, and don't nobody give him a rag. Mike Tomlin sweat like a hook in church.
Oh, where are they?
Them Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
Man, Mike, he sweat like a hook in church. I was like, ain't nobody got no rag or nothing for Mike T. Like, I know they were asking the question about Aaron Rodgers and everything, but that's all I kept looking like, damn.
The man is very sweaty.
The man is sweaty. Is he nervous? Mike T ain't never nervous. Then I was like, oh, this is there at the meeting down there. And like, yeah, but Rod's not there.
Well, probably there now.
He's there now, but yeah. I'm saying he wasn't in the picture. Why don't you just retake the picture?
Yeah, just take the picture.
Yeah, just retake the picture.
Yeah, is there only one time you could do it?
Exactly. Just retake it.
I don't know.
I'm sure they will.
Hopefully they do.
Oh, you think
Photoshop
they
him in.
I was about to say that. You think they Photoshop Raw in the picture?
Sure.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, man.
You can do that. Or like, it's always hard in families, you know, when you take family pictures and stuff and then, oh, he wasn't here, so maybe we'll see if we can do like a fake arm and then Photoshop him in later. We get a picture of him and hold it up.
Right.
The worst is when you have a great family photo and then one of the people, you know, is in it, but then isn't, you know, really in the family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I just... ignore it.
Yeah, that's always
just pretend.
That's always a thing. I remember our wedding, and I was like, she was like, can my sister obviously be away? She's like, can my boyfriend be a part of the cruise? I was like, no. They were like, well, you know, I really want to walk with him. I don't feel comfortable with, you know, I'm not saying she would feel comfortable with my boy. She was just making this all these excuses. Say, no. I like him, but he ain't one of my partners.
Right. You got to achieve a certain level of.
Yeah. But I mean,
before you get in the wedding.
Randy, we've been dating for all the. I was like, that's true. And I like it. I was like, fine. You know what? Whatever. Because we were one short anyway.
Yeah.
We were one short because she added one at the last minute. So we were one short. And so there's our beautiful, you go in our living room, there's our beautiful picture, beautiful wedding picture of us, mm-hmm. and he's in it. And I'm just like,
are they still together?
Hell no.
Oh.
Hell no. They broke up right after that.
Oh, you know, come on.
I should have had somebody else in there. I know I should have had it there, but I'm not going to say that because it would be bad. But, yeah, it's a beautiful wedding photo of us in the bridal party and the one guy sticking out that I'm just like, this
guy.
Oh,
who's that guy? That's the boyfriend.
Yes, the old boyfriend.
He was in there for
the old boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, family photos are, when you take that group shot, it's always that, when you're, because you're always like, whenever you, everybody comes over and the one person that's supposed to be in the picture is not in the picture, be like, hey, when did y'all take that? Well, you weren't here.
You weren't here.
Oh, when was this? Oh, you remember, what was it, a month ago when I had the cookout? Yeah. Remember I sent you a text message? Yeah. That was when we took it.
Yeah, you just weren't around.
You just went around.
It's all, you got to like ask everybody in the photo. It's like, all right, this is our wedding day. We're planning on being together forever. So we're going to take this picture.
Yes.
How about the rest of you people?
Yes.
Everybody on firm ground here?
Yeah, because I don't believe that, and that's what I was.
You get a divorce.
That's one of the one rare times I give in to anything that I don't believe in. I don't believe just because you got to do that, I'm going to be friends with him. If you're brother and sister, you know what I'm saying? If my sister, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Obviously, it makes it easier if you are, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to, but yeah, because I always think about your wife during that situation, and Jake's.
Oh, yeah, when her brother got married and I was in it and she wasn't?
Yes. Like, that's messed up, dog.
And Lily was in it?
Yeah, that's kind of foul, though. That is kind of foul.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that's kind of foul.
It wasn't my choice.
Yeah, I know it wasn't your choice, but you rubbed it in, though.
Well, I mean, I, you know, I just made a bigger impression on the family and the couple in a shorter period of time.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
That's foul.
I'm just one of those types of people.
That's foul.
Again, not my fault. Yeah. I didn't do it.
That's why I found out before what y'all were having.
What am I supposed to? You did. That's, yeah.
That was her payback.
She's working her way
back.
That
was her payback. Randy got to know instead of you.
Yeah, Randy did know about Jack before some members of the family because there was some spite that was. Speaking of that. I just found out this morning that my cousin Hunter is gonna, and his wife are going to have a baby.
Good.
Very exciting. And
That's awesome.
My cousin Hunter is the best. His middle name is Thor. He has Thor. Yeah, Hunter Thor Lundstrom. He's just a small little Viking man.
Yeah.
And he's got Thor's hammer tattooed on his leg. Obviously, you would if your name is Thor. He's a power lifter competitor.
Okay.
He's a savage.
Okay.
But I mean, got to name the, if it's a boy, come on, we got to go some sort of Norse mythology, right?
Well, what are you suggesting?
Thor.
I mean, his name. So would you give your son your middle name?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Just name him Thor.
Yeah.
Right. Or Thorbjorn or something.
Why did his people name him Thor?
His father,
yeah.
My uncle Doug, may he rest in peace.
Is he a tree yet?
No, we're working on it.
Okay.
I think this is a plan. Maybe he is. I don't know. I haven't been home. I'm not sure who's trees and who's people. I don't know. But because we're from there.
Yeah, kinda, I know.
Historically.
Yeah, I know.
Lineage.
I know that's your people.
Viking lineage.
But every time you say
that's why Jack's middle name was this close to being Thorbjorn.
What? No.
Yeah. I wanted his first name to be Thorbjorn. And they were like maybe a little excessive.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, excessive. It's my, you know.
It's my kid.
Watch how excessive it's going to get when he gets here.
So it would have been Thornborn.
It would have been Thorbjorn Bunker.
Thor.
Which would have been a badass name. It also means Thunder Bear in Norse, which is pretty sick. But so it was going to be Jack Thorbjorn, which would have been cool too.
Yeah.
But we named him Jack Rainier. He's named after a mountain. So he's doing all right.
That's a tough name.
Yeah, he's named after an active volcano.
Which he is. That's pretty
aggressive,
right?
Too,
yeah.
If you think about it. Anyway.
Name him Zeus.
It's not Norse.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah. I want to name my kid Zeus, but that was.
See, people do that.
People
like,
name them.
And people don't think twice about it. Like, there's Zeus's, and there's, like, you know, there's Adonis's, and there's,
like, that's
Titus's.
Bash's middle name is Adonis.
Yeah, like, those are out there,
yes.
And everyone's like, yeah. And then you go Thor, and everyone's looking at you funny. Why? It's just, it's all mythology.
It is. It is.
The difference.
Yeah, I like that now. Thor Bunker.
Thor Bjorn Bjunker. That would have been a real tongue twister.
Yeah,
that would have been hard.
Thor Bunker.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home for the NCAA Basketball Championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through to the National Championship game on April 7th. Coming up, it's going to be April tomorrow, right?
Yeah, man.
Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy four windows, get four free. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It was a good weekend.
Yes.
It was a good weekend. There was a few really good games. Some of them just kind of felt like the better team kind of kept the opposition at arm's length. But the game of the weekend was Florida and Texas Tech. Let's hear from Walter Clayton.
Now back door to Clayton. Makes the catch inside. Has the dribble out of trouble in the paint. Backs up, turns, fires a three from the top. It's good!
What?
He did it again!
What?
Clayton's got 28. Florida leads by one. What a shot by Walter Clayton!
What an F-U shot by that young man. Yeah. I mean, and he gets the ball in the paint, dribbles it out,
yep.
Turns and shoots.
Just a fadeaway.
Turns and shoots.
Nobody guarding him, just a fadeaway.
Turns and shoots. Yep. I was like, what is that? Oh,
all right.
Yeah, man. But cool. I mean, give Texas Tech credit, man. They played their ass off.
They did. They played really well.
They really did. But Florida's just a better team.
Because that game was back and forth for like the first, really like 25 minutes.
And then Texas Tech got the lead.
They
were by nine.
They were like, you know what? We're just going to give it to Darian Williams in the post and just let him put his shoulder down and try to bully these guys to the rim.
Old school. Dumping it into the big.
Yeah.
And he dribbles, and just gets whatever the hell he wanted.
Yeah, and he did a great job. And, you know, they had him where they wanted him. They kept getting stops. And then all of a sudden.
18-4.
I think it was really, is it Hauk? Is that how you say it? Thomas Hauk? He made a couple of them and kind of got their confidence back. And then, yeah, man, Walter Clayton Jr. went nuts. What a game. Like that game right there was exactly what March Madness is all
about. Yes, it was. It was really good. You look at what happened with Duke and, you know, you said it on Friday. Can they do it again? Can Alabama shoot the way they shot?
Nope.
They were awful.
Not against that defense.
They
you can't.
Were awful. Give Duke a lot of credit right there, Buck. But the way they were, we're talking about Alabama because – was they 25 in the previous game?
25.
Yeah, threes, I mean, they just could not get anything going for them and everything. I mean, 25% from three. I mean, just overall shooting for Alabama was bad. But yeah, Duke, I mean, we talked about Duke all last week as far as they just look different. They look different. I know Cooper Flagg will continuously get talked about because he is that dude.
He is.
They got a nice-ass team.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do. And I think Houston is probably like the ideal matchup because they're just such a nightmare.
They're piranhas.
Yeah, they're
on
just
defense.
They're gonna make it so it's gonna be such a gross basketball game.
That's how they want it.
Yeah, it's exactly
that's how
they want
it. That's how they want it because.
Credit to them because they can do it.
Unlike
but
yesterday,
it is not fun to
they
watch.
Do not shoot like they shot yesterday. Right. They were lighting it up yesterday, and I know Tennessee did try to get it. They got it within 10, I think it was, and then you know Houston was like, okay, let's go, and then you know, eventually they ran away with it. But yeah, you want to talk about that defense that they play? They're like piranhas. They move their feet. They're physical defensively, and then it's one of those things like you said. What'd you call it, a rock fight?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. They want this game to be final.
Yeah.
57-50-something.
Yeah, like you're going to – if you score 65 points on Houston, you had a pretty good offensive day. Like Tennessee, who's a very good offense, scored 50.
Yes, that's what he wanted.
That's crazy. Yes. It's crazy to be able to do that in the Elite Eight to a team that's that good, but that's how good they are. The interesting thing about Duke, beyond the fact that they just – it seems like they're different than the rest of these teams, and obviously they have the best player in the tournament, is they're the youngest, though. Like all the other three teams have – guys that have been around. I mean, Auburn's got 25-year-olds playing. Yes. Like, Duke's got a bunch of freshmen playing on that team. Now, they're very good freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they're there. They're at Duke because they're big-time five-star recruits and all that. But all the other teams have guys that have kind of been in these situations and or at least are older, and I don't know if it makes them more mature or whatever, but Duke's going to try to disprove that thing that Tate was talking to us about a couple weeks ago, and that has kind of been the rule over the last decade or so in college basketball. Yeah. Which is that kind of the one-and-dones don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, you got three teams that are built in the very modern way that basketball is built.
A lot of transfers,
a lot of older guys, a lot of fifth years, a lot of graduate students, mm-hmm. a lot of master's degrees getting earned right now in college basketball, which is good for them. And then Duke just has the best young guys.
Well, we know this about this. Like, Duke has those lottery players. When you look at the other teams, they have guys that might be a late first round or second round type guy. But for the most part, you said it perfectly. And you talk about the Blue Bloods and then Auburn. You know, I heard an interesting of talking about them. It's like they kind of, what did you say? They lost their way at the end of the season because pretty much they have nothing to play for. And now they seem to refocus and everything. And I mean, just say
they're playing good.
A Herculean performance by Broome, who went down. I thought it was his leg. If you look at the highlight, how his leg buckled. I'm thinking his knee was end up being his elbow, which he did hit. And I was just talking, he's just one sleeve elbow guy, and that's what he hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and so he comes back in, first time he's back in the game, hits the damn three-pointer.
Place goes nuts.
And he goes crazy.
Yeah, his dad had a rag, by the way. His dad was in the crowd. He brought a sweat rag.
Most folks know.
Yeah, because he was going, you know, obviously that's nervous
most
when you're in
know.
That game.
Most
son's
folks
trying
know,
to get
man.
To the Final Four and gets hurt and all that. Let's hear Bruce Pearl talk about what Broome was able to do coming back in that game.
It was! was the Willis Reed moment. Line out was the Willis Reed moment. But then he comes out there, he bangs the three ball, and the whole place. You know where we're going, Tracy?
We're going to the final.
Going to the final four. Yeah.
Such a good damn coach, man.
Bro, I think he's the best post-game interview.
He's such a good damn coach, man. But I mean,
he doesn't sweat like he used to.
Well, you know, he's a lot thinner than
Remember when he used to sweat through sport coats?
He's a lot thinner than he once was, though. Yeah. I think that's could be
I think he's wearing darker coats that cover.
Is that what it is?
That could be it.
Remember that? Like, he used to sweat through his suit.
He's a lot thinner than he used to be, okay. So that could be it.
Maybe the supplements have changed up a little bit.
Possibly right there. But, I mean, they look like they are, you
know. You're also not sweating a lot when your team's, beating 30-something wins and double-digit victories.
You're the number one seed. You're pretty
happy. The number one overall seed. You're here where you're supposed to be. I think you look at it, the SEC is validated. If you want to say they got two of the four after coming in with 14 teams into the tournament, more than anybody, and you got two teams in the Final Four, then you got the Duke, and then you got – I mean, all four of these teams have been number one sometime this year, right? And so that's why, you know, when we talked about it earlier, as far as people, the Cinderellas, I like Cinderella. I think it's cool. But I don't want to see them in the damn finals. I want to see the best four teams.
If they happen to be one of the best four teams, great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But still, at the most part, you want to see.
Usually they're not.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to see the teams that you know. And now, you know, with the whole one and done, you don't get to know these players. And now with the transfer portal these kids into Houston, Auburn. Mm-hmm. You don't know them either, really, because they were at another school.
Unless they came from your school. And then you're in a weird situation where it's like, I did really like him when he was at my school.
Right.
Do I now root for him to win a national championship at Auburn? I guess.
No.
My school sucks.
No.
What am I supposed to do?
You got a Husky over there?
No, we don't, but it could, you know? It's not like we're going to do anything. That's the closest we're getting to anything these days. We had a couple Huskies in the tournament in the first couple rounds.
Right.
Not the Huskies, of course. They didn't even make the Big Ten tournament.
No, I'm saying. But
transfers. There were some transfer players that were there.
But I mean, that's the thing. And now I saw it with the boy from St. John's. It said he's entering the transfer portal but declaring for the draft.
Uh-huh.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Huh?
But kind of both.
Just go to the draft.
Well, then maybe they don't
want him. I understand why you're doing it, but I'm saying just go to the draft.
Well, I don't think he's going to get drafted.
Oh, that's what I was like. Then why say that? Just say I'm going to the transfer portal.
Maybe.
I think you have to declare to get the official synopsis of where you're viewed.
Okay.
So basically it's like you're asking the league.
You're basically letting the league know. Yeah. Tell me what you think.
Tell me what you think of me.
Yeah, he'll transfer.
Yeah. Oh no, he's mad. He's mad at Rick Pitino. He sat him because you were playing bad,
dude.
What
are you mad about? Like you were 3 of 17. They were trying to win the game, right?
Yes.
I mean,
you played bad. You played bad. You were John Starks in it.
I didn't miss 14 shots.
Yeah, man.
You did.
They are.
All right. Offended by coaching once again. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.